Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The big climate and healthcare bill passed by the House Friday also provides tens of billions of dollars in new funding for the IRS. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that money is designed to help the tax collection agency crack down on wealthy tax cheats.
Some of the new funding will be used to update antiquated computers at the IRS, and some is earmarked to improve customer service, including a taxpayer phone line where 9 out of 10 calls go unanswered. Natasha Saran of the Treasury Department says most of the money is for beefed-up tax enforcement and more scrutiny of wealthy taxpayers who may be underreporting their income.
You're going to have an IRS that, for the first time in its history, has the resources it needs to police evasion by the top 1% of the distribution, which today is costing hundreds of billions of dollars in uncollected tax revenue.
The bill was passed on a strict party-line vote over stiff opposition from the GOP. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Lawyers and doctors are trying to spread advice on abortion before it's outlawed in some states. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports from Tennessee, where a total ban on the procedure starts August 25th.
Planned Parenthood and the city of Nashville co-hosted a panel to offer a few warnings. Dr. Ellen Clayton, a physician and law professor at Vanderbilt, says everyone should be careful what they do online since it could become criminal evidence.
You have to be smart. I'm telling everybody, do not use Facebook. Do not use social media.
Lawyers warn that the only way to get a legal abortion will be to leave the state of Tennessee. For those who can't, using abortion medication will be a violation of law, though it's unclear who would be prosecuted, since patients seeking abortions are not supposed to be punished. No matter what, physicians say anyone experiencing complications should still go to a hospital and just let the doctor assume it's a miscarriage. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Today is Election Day in Hawaii. The 50th state is the only one in the country that holds its primary election on a Saturday. Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman has details.
The biggest primary contest is the governor's race. Current Lieutenant Governor Josh Green is leading the polls, followed by businesswoman and former First Lady Vicky Cayetano. Congressman Kai Kahele was a relatively late entry to the race, but has gained support, giving up what was considered a safe seat in the House to join the race for governor.
Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman. Author Salman Rushdie remains hospitalized a day after a stabbing attack at a speaking event in New York. His agent says he could lose an eye and suffered serious injury to his liver. The suspect is identified as a 24-year-old American from Fairview, New Jersey. No motive has been reported. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. An ecological disaster is in the making for critically endangered white-backed vultures in South Africa and Botswana. At least 150 of these birds have been discovered dead after feeding on poisoned buffalo carcasses. Vultures contribute to a clean ecosystem by taking dead animals and their attendant diseases out of the environment. Also, by their circling patterns over carrion, they can alert authorities to places where animals like elephants are being poached. In these cases in South Africa and Botswana, Ishma Fundikwa reports, it's suspected the birds were targeted and poisoned deliberately.
Vultures sometimes die after feeding on laced meat intended for predators, but some African communities who use the birds in traditional medicine kill them for their parts. Kerry Walters of Vulpro, a South African vulture conservation non-governmental organization, says the birds' heads, feet, and internal organs were removed.
These two particular poisoning incidents do appear to be a direct hit on vultures, which is incredibly scary.
Walter says because it is vulture breeding season, the number of dead vultures will be even higher, as nestlings will not survive without their parents. For NPR News, I am Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
Leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention say the Department of Justice is investigating several of their major entities. The SBC's statement indicates that the inquiry is focused on sexual abuse. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.